GOP Rep. Perry, Democrats, Republicans going to fleece the American people, get plenty out of debt ceiling deal. By Jeff Poor on May 31, 2023. Debt ceiling deal opponent Representative Scott Perry, RPA, derided the deal during an appearance on Wednesday's broadcast of FBN's Mornings with Maria. According to Perry, the deal was motivated by the availability of $4 trillion to spend with the debt ceiling increase. Elok, Kevin McCarthy and I go back a long way. But business is business, and he said, and a lot of people have said Democrats have gotten nothing in the deal, he said. I'll tell you what they got in the deal. They got to give you a, they got 4 trillion reasons to vote for this. Because in the end, at the end of this next 2 years, there's going to be $36 trillion in sovereign debt for the United States of America. And at the beginning of this whole journey, President Biden said he wanted a debt ceiling raised and he wouldn't negotiate anything else. Well, at the end of this, it took us 3 months, but he's getting a $4 trillion debt ceiling raised. It is unlimited. It's at least $4 trillion, Maria. It's whatever they want to spend. And in the meantime, what we're saying, we're saving all this money. But that's all based on smoke and mirrors, quite honestly. I have read the bill does not going to be trillions of dollars in savings, Perry continued. And it actually might be just a few billions of dollars in savings. And so I would ask you and all the folks that make deals out there who trades a few billion dollars for several trillion dollars and thinks that's a good deal. The Pennsylvania Republican lawmaker suggested the victims of the policy decisions were the American people. Congressman, what is happening next? The vote is going to happen tonight, host Maria Bartiromo said. You don't think you'll have the votes, then what are the next steps here? No, I do think that he will. The vote was moved through rules last night, Perry responded. And I think that Democrats and Republicans that are all going to fleece the American people and spend all their tax money are going to get plenty out of this thing, for at least $4 trillion. And they're all going to vote for it. And they're going to come home and tell everybody, well, we did the best we could. You're just the ones that are going bankrupt. You're the ones that can't afford electricity or the gasoline in your car. And that's your problem. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.